You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Seems to be there's something wrong with the mic. How's that? Well, hopefully you can hear me. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Alana, and you're listening to The Raw. You just heard Walt Whitman's niece off of a 1998 album called Mermaid Avenue by English artist Billy Bragg and American band Wilco. However, the lyrics to this entire album were written by a one Woody Guthrie, famed folk singer. This album came after Nora Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's daughter, got in contact with Bragg and Wilco to use lyrics from his notebooks that never got turned into songs, and turn them into songs. So it's really, I think, a true show of collaboration, because Woody Guthrie had been dead by the release of this album for quite a while, but his lyrics live on. And so Wilco and Billy Bragg are like, we want to sing these lyrics. We want people to hear these lyrics. So they put them to music, and they released the original Mermaid Avenue album in 1998, and then a complete version in 2000, a couple of years later. In the one from 2000 is like 47 songs. It's almost 3 hours long. I'm going to be playing the OG 1998 Mermaid Avenue, which is much shorter. So that was just Walt Whitman's niece. I quite like that one. It's pretty jolly. One thing that you might notice throughout this album is it's not super cohesive song to song in terms of vibe, for lack of a better word, right? Like, one song will be really mellow, the next song will be really upbeat, and then the next song will be like kind of sad. All of these things are great, though. Next up is my favorite song off of the album. This is California Stars. Enjoy.
I like to rest my heavy head tonight on the bed. The California stars, I like to lay my
I lived in a place called Ofusky, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eye bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Oh, my little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our holler tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Her mama cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. She stung lots worse than a hive of bees, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long way, still look back to my Tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray, saying ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me.
You just heard Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key, of course, off of that same 1998 album. And you might be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, Billy Bragg and Wilco, they're all men. Who is that feminine sounding voice on that song? That was Natalie Merchant. She is an American singer-songwriter, active since the 90s, born in the 60s, and she contributes a lot of vocals to this album, both lead and backing. She's not listed on this song, but she's listed on a few other songs in the album, and you hear her throughout. Another question you might have is, why is this song called Mermaid Avenue? Well, it was the name of the street that Woody Guthrie lived on in Coney Island. And if you look at the cover art, you'll see some buildings on a street. I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to go ahead and presume that is, in fact, Mermaid Avenue. Next up, we have Birds and Ships.
Out of the way by then.
maybe so.
But never, 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 never could have it been done if the women hadn't entered into the deal like she came along to me.
At my window, sad and lonely. Oftentimes, do I think to leave? Sad and lonely, and I wonder, do you ever think of me? Every day is sad and lonely, and every night is sad and blue. Do you ever think of me, my darling, as you sail the ocean blue? At my window, stand and look across the sea, and I sat and lonely wonder, do you ever think of me? Will you find another sweetheart in some far and distant land? Sad and lonely, now I wonder if our boat will ever land. Stormy ocean, and planes may fly the stormy sky. I'm sad and lonely, but remember, oh, I will love you.
That was just At My Window, Sad and Lonely. And before that was She Came Along to Me. One of the aims of this album was to show how widespread Woody Guthrie's lyrics could be felt, how he could speak to many different people. And let's say capture a universal experience in a way. And I feel like you really hear that with how diverse the songs are. Right? You hear "At My Window Sad and Lonely," which is very much about like sitting at your window, you're waiting, you're sad and lonely. But then right before that, we hear "She Came Along to Me," which is really about a feminist liberation struggle. And Woody Guthrie was obviously, or maybe not obviously, for those of you who don't know, was a deeply, deeply political artist. He had a slogan saying, "This machine kills fascists," this machine being his guitar. And he really, really believed in the political and social and cultural power of music. He has a song called "Tear the Fascists Down." And you hear, right, a fingerprint of that song in "She Came Along to Me." He writes, "Till I suppose 10 million years from now, we'll all be just alike, same color, same size, working together, and maybe we'll have all of the fascists out of the way by then." He was also very optimistic. He is a very optimistic writer, right? Like, he was deeply involved in struggle, but he was also really committed to progress and liberation and tearing them fascists down. There have been critiques of some of his lyrics, but I think when you place them in his cultural moment, they're all quite radical, which is awesome. And I think speaks to the timelessness of his lyrics, right? Like, listening to these lyrics now, far after his death, and them still resonating, speaks to not only his mastery of lyricism, but also common threads in our sociopolitical reality. Much to think about. Next up is a song called "Ingrid Bergman."
Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman, let's go make a picture on the island of Stromboli. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman, you're so pretty, you'd make any mountain quiver, you'd make fire fly from the crater. Ingrid Bergman, this old mountain, it's been waiting all its life for you to work it, for your hand to touch its hard rock. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman, if you walk across my camera, I will flash the world your story, I will pay you more than money. Ingrid Bergman, not by pennies, dimes, nor quarters, but with happy sons and daughters, and they'll sing around Stromboli. Ingrid Bergman, this old mountain, it's been waiting all its life for you to work it, for your hand to touch its hard rock. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman.
Christ, our President, let us a song went down inside me long ago. And now I can't remember when it was, but it joined up with the rest of them grows. It's such a little song, it don't compare with all your big ones you hear everywhere. But when it dawns, way in the back of your mind, the big ones are made up by the little kind. Union song, union battle, all added up, what is all what we got now. Union song, union battle, all added up, what is all what we got now. I can't even start to look around me here without hearing this song. Seeing all of us first separated, hurt apart and afraid, hungry for the union, so we kept on singing and working, fighting till we got it. It's the big union song, I guess I hear. Union song, union battle, all added up, what is all what we got now. Union song, union battle, all added up, what is all what we got now. There at your place, we fought there on your ship. Guess if you missed out on the fight for our union, you missed out on one awful big step us people took.
You just heard I Guess I Planted, and then before that was Christ for President. What I think is really interesting about the Billy Bragg Wilco collab is that Billy Bragg is historically a quite political artist. He's British, he's a British folk artist, and he's written a lot about social political issues in England, and I guess beyond, if you include this album. And so I would expect these songs, like Christ for President and I Guess I Planted, from an artist like Billy Bragg, but not so much Wilco. Wilco are kind of, they're the, you know, cool indie Chicago 90s guys. A lot of their earlier work, especially the work that predates this album and even the work that comes after it, does not really reflect political activism or narratives or undertones. So I think it's really interesting that they worked on this with Billy Bragg, because I don't see Billy Bragg and Wilco as like similar in terms of in terms of what they put out separately. If you listen to Billy Bragg's music, it's pretty different from this album. And if you listen to Wilco's music, it's also pretty different from this album. But together, they've created this, what I think is a really great piece of art. Few more songs left, but first, we have a PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners, and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Much to think about. Maybe much to think about in conversation with the lyrics from I Guess I Planted. Anyway, next up is One by One.
Teardrops fall as I write you. One by one, my words come falling on the page. One by one, my dreams are fading in the twilight. One by one, my schemes are fading fast away. One by flowers fading in my garden. One by one, the leaves are falling from the trees. One by one, my hopes are vanished in the clouds, dear. One by one, like snowflakes melting in the breeze. One by one, my hair is turning gray. One by one, my dreams are fading fast away. One by one, I'll read your letters over. One by one, I'll lay them all away. One by one, the days are slipping up behind you. One by one, the sweetest days of life go by. One by one, the moments stealing up behind you. One by one, she'll come and find that you arrive. One by one, I hear the soft words that you whispered. One by one, I feel your kisses soft and sweet. One by one, I hope you'll say the words to Mary. One by one, to one by one forever.
Thank you.
eyes were on the farm, eyes were on the town. Sister in the tickly bush, and I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. Eyes was on come and go, and I don't know what I'll do. Eyes were on the boat, eyes were on the ship. Daddy on the hen house roof, and I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. Eyes was on the come and go, and I don't know what I'll do. Eyes were in the J-Lo, eyes were back at home. Rankin scratches head and crying, I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. Eyes lives on the come and go, and I don't know what I'll do. Eyes let him write music, eyes let him teach school. Truman him don't play so good, and I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. Eyes was on come and go, and I don't know what I'll do. Don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do.
Sparkling cocky smile, I've walked a million miles, begging you to come and wed me in the spring. Why do you, my dear, delay? What makes you laugh and turn away? You're a hesitating beauty, no relief. Well, I know that you are itching to get married early, and I know how I'm twitching for the same thing early. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. You're a hesitating beauty, no relief. We can build a house and home where the flowers come to bloom. Around our yard I'll nail a fence so high, then the boys with peeping eyes cannot see that angel face. My hesitating beauty, no relief. Well, I know that you are itching to get married, no relief. And I know how I am twitching for the same thing, no relief. Bow the stars and clouds above, we can spend our lives in love. You quit your hesitating, no relief. We can ramble hand in hand across the grasses of our land. I'll kiss you for each leaf on every tree. We can bring our kids to play where the dry leaves blow today. If you'd quit your hesitating, no relief. Well, I know that you are itching to get married, no relief. And I know how I'm twitching for the same thing, no relief. By the stars and clouds above, we can spend our lives in love. If you quit your hesitating, no relief.
You just heard Hesitating Beauty, and before that was Eisler on the Go. Who is Nora Lee? His Hesitating Beauty. Nora Lee is his first daughter, and she is the person I mentioned earlier who was the organizer of this album. She is the president of the Woody Guthrie Foundation, and she herself is a singer-songwriter. She's really carrying on the legacy of her father. She's still alive today. She's in her mid-70s and has a number of siblings who are also artists and carry on Woody Guthrie's folk legacy. I have one more song off of this album for you all. But in case you forgot, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Alana, and this is The Raw. This last one is called Another Man's Done. It's about a minute and a half long. And there's one more song in this album. But I will be out of time to play it. It's called The Unwelcome Guest. It's about 5 minutes long. Give it a listen. If you can. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy Another Man's Done.
Sometimes I think I'm gonna lose my mind. It don't look like I'll ever do. I love so many people everywhere I went. Some too much. Others not enough. Oh, I don't know. I may go down or up or anywhere, but I feel like the scribbling. If I hadn't have seen so much hard feelings, I might not could have felt other people's. So when you think of me, if and when you do, just say, well, another man's done gone. Another man's done.
Here come the night. Give it a chance, babe.